BlackRock Broadcast. Podcasts for you from us. Two brothers talking about all the pilots. You're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers.
One pilot.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Tim.
And I'm Shannon.
Hey!
Hey! How you going, Shannon? Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing very well. I'm very excited to get your guys' thoughts on this episode.
Yes. So, Shannon, you're joining us as a big fan. So, what are we recording today? What have we watched?
Okay. So we watched the unaired pilot of the original series of Star Trek.
This is a request that we had from another podcast called Too Young for This Trek. You can find them on Twitter at Too Young for This Trek, and that is the number 2 and the number 4. And their podcast is all about Star Trek. So thank you guys for suggesting this. But I'm more interested in getting into the podcast. So what did you think?
I'll just start off by saying, like, it started and I was like, where's Kirk? Where's the main guy?
Where's Captain Kirk?
When are him and Spock going to go and, like, I'm pretty sure I've seen footage of them like punching with a green alien. I'm like, mm-hmm. waiting for this like iconic bit and realizing very early on that this is not like the pilot, but some unaired pilot. Because me and Tim, you said it was an unaired pilot. Then you're like, no, I think it's just the pilot. And I'm like, oh, sweet. No. Super keen.
It's definitely not the pilot.
But it's weird to see something that I think looks like I kind of feel like it's the prototype for things that will, like, in certain ways be different. There's a lot of sitting around and talking, a lot of philosophy, a lot of meaning of life. There's a lot of kind of
heavy philosophy, and it kind of feels like it's too much stuff.
Yeah, but it's very Star Trek.
So, yeah, this had just a really off feeling.
Yep.
That I imagine probably isn't there in Star Trek. Like, it just, I don't know.
It kind of is. I mean, they found their feet, but Star Trek's very philosophical. It was always very political.
Yes.
There's a lot of Trekkie fans that are like, oh, stop Star Trek being political. Like, mate, it was always political, but I'll get off
Shannon,
that soapbox.
Because Shannon, you've seen Star Trek. So Jax and I, we haven't seen any of Star Trek. I've seen the new J.J. Abrams movies. That's pretty much
all I know about Star Trek.
Yeah.
But Shannon, you've seen it. So as someone who's seen the show, what did you like about this episode? What did you hate?
Okay.
I'm more interested in what you hated, really.
All right. Well, I'll start with...
No, I'm interested in what worked as well. Like, what really...
I'll start with what I liked, because I like to start on the positive.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Trek. Like, it was a Trek episode. It felt like a mid-season
Shannon,
Trek episode that was still in
the works. Shannon, you hit the nail on the head. It was a fucking trek to get through that episode. But go on.
And it was an hour. It was only 10 minutes longer than a regular episode,
but it felt like a
three-hour
movie nothing happened. But go on, please.
So what I did like, though, and this is something that didn't carry into the original series,
mm-hmm.
this episode was actually... Might be the wrong word for the context, but it's the best word that I can find. It was more feminist than the original series was.
That's super depressing.
Well, right? No, but like the female characters, like the female bridge crew, they wore pants. Have you seen what the female bridge crew wear in the original series?
I now am thinking about it, and they wear very short kind of skirts.
They literally wear, like, dresses so short that it is amazing you don't get more flashes of knickers than you do.
Wow.
And you do get some.
For anyone that hasn't actually seen this episode, its description on Netflix is Captain Pike. Yes, Captain Pike, not Captain Kirk.
Captain Pike.
Is held prisoner and tested by aliens who have the power to project incredibly lifelike illusions. One of those illusions is not feminism, and
it's certainly not.
I'm very upset to hear that the show has even less, because it was so, like, there was literally a line from Captain Pike saying, I really don't like a woman on this bridge. And I was like, oh,
right at the start. And then he looks, And then he looks over at his first officer, who is only called Lieutenant or Number One or the first officer. She doesn't actually have a name.
Right.
He looks over at her and he's like, I don't mean you, of course. You're different.
But how many of these characters follow on?
Well, we had the Spock. Simon Pegg guy. Yeah.
Spock does.
Yep.
I can't remember anyone else.
He doesn't feel like he's landed Spock yet either.
No. So
I almost questioned whether it was Leonard Nimoy. He was average as. All I was thinking was like, man, they're not even like addressing his ears. Like,
yep.
He's
so
slightly
they haven't
different
obviously
they...
figured out. Mm. They haven't obviously figured out what a Vulcan is yet. Because a Vulcan is like logical. They don't have emotions. In Spock's like first 30 seconds of screen time, he has a big grin on his face. Mm. And that's so out of character. But of course, the character didn't exist yet. So this is like,
yeah, of course,
this is what it is. But then, you know, I loved the campiness of it because that's exactly what classic Trek is about. Like, it's so bad. It's dated so poorly.
Oh, but that's why it's good.
The effects
but
were
it's fun,
incredible,
you know?
In that way. I loved all the effects and costumes and the sets and the paintings in the background. It's a lot of fun. It has a feeling. Yeah.
I thought that the aliens were, like, the makeup was incredible. And I know that that is an element from Star Trek that's, like, pretty awesome. It's kind of rife, like, that kind of Buffy.
Those guys were generally really cool, but it was kind of funny how they're really kind of almost intimidating. Then they'll turn around and leave, and you'll see their butt heads. Their giant butt heads. And then the doors will open, it'll be like, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling. like sparkles.
Jax, what did you think? What did you like about the episode?
Oh, I mean, just, you know, the effects. Like, there'd be a point where they're like, you know, like the start. Just having the Enterprise just fly across the screen in that weird composite and like, it's just, I don't know, like all the effects, like all the laser beam shooting. And then it was just like, kind of like psychedelic, just colors flashing from where they're shooting. And it's just like, kind of just surreal to look at. Like, it's just nothing like this is made now, you know, unless it's like a parody, like kind of Danger 5 kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, them, I was going to say Danger 5.
But even
is
them,
close,
they don't
yeah.
have that kind of, like, you. I don't know, watching like a Danger 5, you know.
In Danger 5, they're deliberately being bad and low budget for fun, whereas Trek, that's the best they can do.
I know,
that
and there's something amazing
the best
and
they have.
Really fun about that and really charming.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Really admirable. It's just kind of like, holy fuck, this is what they're able to do. Like, look at how... There was so many
all
different...
All the times, I actually
stuff.
Think...
There was like a costume, like a big red ape. Like, that big red ape was incredible.
Yeah, that was the
even
best bit.
Even though
actually,
his
bit.
Eyes were just
on the
poking
big red
out.
Ape. I think it was the big red ape. If not, it was one of the ape looking things in one of the other cages. But he comes up and he looks like this creepy pig monkey thing. His really cool costume. And then he turns around. I don't know if you noticed it, but you can straight up see the actor's bare legs and underwear.
like
for a few good seconds. Like,
that's
it's so funny,
good.
Man.
I have a bit of a flaw that I picked up on as well. You know, like the big giant monster thing in his dream? So you know how they were fighting and they had like a sword fight? So they were clearly prop swords, right? And when he goes,
of course.
And when he went to stab the monster, you could see the sword bend back as like it was like a plastic sword. Like it didn't retract. It was like, oh my god, this is so bad.
That happens all the way through the original series. That stays.
That's
I really like the teleporter effect as well. Like, they just stand still, slowly fade in, and then they stand still for a second, and then they're like, and action! And then they start walking. It's a lot of fun.
But also, like, so the transporter's like, again, that's a landmark of Trek. But another thing that threw me, and I remember I was right at the start of the episode, and I was like, what are they doing? When they jump to warp for the first time, instead of, like, having a shot of the ship flying through space or having them all standing on the bridge, like, I don't know, behaving. They just had this 30-second long, at least, scene of all the crew just standing there, not moving. The actors aren't doing anything. And they've, like, overlaid the scene with stars.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
it. Was like,
it. Yeah.
Nothing's happening, man. Like, why are you doing this?
Yeah. So bad.
Such a strange choice.
Like, fading between the space and them, like, sitting in the bridge. I was like, this is fucking terrible.
It's so bad.
My biggest issue with it, because I'm willing to put all the dated stuff behind, because I feel like I can't.
Of course, yeah.
I can't really like objectively
this is
be
60s,
like,
right? Like, yeah, this was like
this
crazy.
Was released in 65. Like pretty early. Oh my God. Like that's 12 that's years bad. Before Star Wars was released, you know. Like,
and oh, yeah.
Obviously, like, it's not a film budget, but like still, that's pretty good effects. Yeah. But anyway, so my problem with this pilot, and I'm glad that you kind of have issues with it too, Shannon, because if you're saying only Spock comes back, as a pilot, we're following a character, and it's like if Captain Kirk is like Star Trek to me, as someone who's never seen it, Captain Kirk is such a famous name that as soon as I hear like Captain Price, I think his name was,
Captain Pike.
Yeah, so Captain Pike, he, like, I've never heard of him, and he was so heavily featured in this episode that I felt like none of it really mattered. So as a pilot that is on Netflix as a pilot, like, this is episode one on Netflix, as someone getting into this series, it's really kind of off-putting because you feel like you're watching a character that doesn't matter, and you say he doesn't come back, and it's like, I feel like I learnt nothing about the characters, and Yeah.
But what do you mean? No, like he wanted to...
But like, as a pilot, like if they're trying to pitch this for a show, of course it didn't get picked up because like there was no like heart in any of the characters. I feel like they told us nothing about the world and expected us to know everything, but they were talking about nothing all at the same time, you know? And it was just really...
Absolutely.
It was just really structured really badly. Like, I don't...
They did set up...
But what about the Dr. Bartender? What about Dr. Bartender? I'm saying yes to the season just for more Dr. Bartender. Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I like that bit.
They did a really clever thing without bringing him back, but the relationship they were trying to set up between Captain Pike and Dr. Bartender, who just comes out with a martini, which I just thought was hilarious. But the relationship between them evolved into the relationship between Kirk and Dr. McCoy, aka Bones, in the original series, except Kirk has more of a sense of humor than Pike, and mm-hmm. Bones has less of a sense of humor than the Doctor. Well, he has a sense of humor, but it's more like wry, really dry sense of humor.
They use it as a bit of a basis for
the
character they push forward.
The episode was, I mean, look, it was cool, it was Trek, but it was boring and slow. It was just like, there was almost no action. But right at the start, when the Doctor and Pike are talking, he tells this whole story about this exciting adventure they just went on that was dangerous and action-packed and people were hurt and people died. And I'm like, I want to watch that episode.
Yeah. Yeah, like, have that at least as the cold opening.
So you guys didn't like the plot then of like the big heads keeping them in cages.
No,
like a
it was fine.
I really
like
the idea.
I feel like
it.
I feel like it was a shit attempt at a Planet of the Apes movie, to be honest, Jax.
Yeah.
Like,
no, this whole plot is Slaughterhouse 5. This is just they've just taken
The Tralfalmadorians.
Yeah, the Tralfalmadorians.
They also have
Billy
really
Pilgrim
name.
And like a
yeah.
Ever Bill yeah, and they have Billy there, and then a woman rocks up or is already there, and they're like, you have to mate or whatever, and he's like, ooh,
yeah,
very true,
you know, and it's that's all I kept thinking. I kept thinking, I wish Doctor Who would just do this episode, but Doctor Who's there, and then it would be good.
From this pilot, would you continue watching?
Look, I wouldn't, but if I watch the original series, like, and I highly recommend you guys watch the real pilot, like the actual first episode. But even that wouldn't have got me to keep watching. The only reason I'm powering through the original series, because I've only just started season 3 now, but the only reason I'm powering through the original series is because I love Star Trek. The only thing, though, that they did so well was that they had female bridge crew that were leaders. And number one, because that's her only name apparently, number one, she has a very short scene where she's actually taking charge of other officers. She's being reasonable, she's being strong.
Yeah.
Like, there are some other women characters that are meek and you know, but then when you go into the original series, I mean, some of the women characters are kind of got strength to them. Uhura does pretty well, but they were clearly written to be eye candy and meek women to offset the powerful men.
Wow, that's so scary to think that what we got in that episode, which was a terrible, terrible representation, is better than like, yeah, but it's yep. 65 was made.
But that's just my take as a no, white dude enough, in the 21st century.
I think it's a pretty interesting point to like point out. I kind of assumed that what we got was like a bad representation. So it's pretty frightful to hear.
Yeah.
That was a better representation. Jax, will you continue watching?
Oh, never. No, I'd rather kill myself. Yeah.
Wow.
But no, I mean, it's not too bad. I feel like this makes me want to watch good Star Trek, but I'd never slog through the whole series.
Yeah, totally.
I definitely won't continue watching because I think the characters in this were really flat and the production value yep. definitely doesn't deserve to be watched because it was really bland story. And for a like production that clearly is restricted in what it physically can do sci-fi wise, to not have a strong script, to not have a strong story, to not set up the world that I'm entering, which is clearly a different world to mine, it's real bad. And you've got to stick to it, and you've got to enrich your story, and yeah. But yeah, that's just yep. sort of my.
I agree.
My
I agree with that.
It, I suppose
if I try to modernize this episode, if this episode was made in a modern world with like more modern technologies, but the writing was the same, the characters were the same. And all the effects were like comparatively the same. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't keep watching it because, as Tim said, it was
the story was absolutely terrible.
Yeah, but yeah, it's like it was almost there, but it wasn't.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't even say.
Yeah,
it was
I like
there.
The idea of the story, like the caged alien race. But I just wish it was a Doctor Who episode and Peter Capaldi was there. Let me out of this cage.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I mean, if a good character was there, it would have been compelling. Anyway, Shannon, thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Pretty,
thanks for having
pretty
me.
Pretty interesting insight into what Star Trek becomes because I have absolutely nothing about it. But you've been up to some stuff. So what have you been doing?
Yes. So I'll be very brief. But I've done a bit of work with some other podcasts. So three other ones mainly. Mm-hmm. I play Mr. Collins in the Ballarat National Theatre's Pride and Prejudice podcast.
Cool.
And I read as the narrator and perform as Dr. Watson in the Someone New Theatre Company's Adventures of Sherlock Holmes podcast. Oh, and both of those are like audiobooks, but with a lot of actors. So everyone, all the parts are read by different actors. And then the other podcast I've done some work with, it's a bit different. It's called Tales from Rat City. And it's a historical podcast which talks about the really dark and sort of seedy underbelly of the Victorian goldfields in, you know, over the last 200 years. So that's cool. Heaps of fun as well.
Heaps of stuff.
Yeah.
So we'll drop those links so you can watch them in the description and on our socials and stuff. So if you want to listen to what Shannon's been up to, just follow the links below. I hope that I remember to do that. But for now, we'll see you next time.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Gotcha. Thanks heaps, man.
Bye-bye. Thanks for having me again. This episode was brought to you by Black Rock Broadcast. Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think our guest was wrong? Most likely. Then why not follow us on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or send us a message on Instagram or Facebook at Black Rock Broadcast.
Want to keep up to date but not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's all good, dude. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.